Monk Dawn, or Dusk actually, from the, I can't read my writing. This, anyway, I'll have to do it next week. We had Rebbe Sol, Im Eshkachek, Chaim David Emmet, and Andy Stepman Quartet, Russian Waltz, and Summer Ensemble, Simcha de Yerushalayim, and Meredith Monk. And the Meredith Monk CD is stuck. We'll see what Chris can do with this show. All right, WMFO.
You got my toolkit.
All right, let's see. We'll get this out of here. We'll get you on Aux 1. Oops.
Yeah.
The loons. They're welcoming us back. The loons. They're welcoming us back.
I don't hear a thing.
What's that?
Sushi.
Sushi?
Rice, raw fish, and seaweed.
You won't accept a guy's tongue in your mouth and you're gonna eat that?
It's the Big 80s on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Searle, here with you until 7 p.m.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It is the Big 80s. It's the Human League with Fascination. Here with you till 7 p.m. Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is The Big 80s. Here with you until 7 p.m. Here is ZZ Top. Breakfast Club quotes for the first half hour here, and then we go to On Golden Pond, and then to Robin Williams.
Wonder. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Going to go up to 1988 with the Traveling Wilburys. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Big 80s. My name is Chris Earle. We're going to do a little 38 special for you. How has your week been? It's getting hot.
Smile inside and just wanna cry. Look inside, can you read my mind? So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's 5:20 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. Here's the Cars, WMFO in Medford. Is the Cars from Heartbeat City from, I believe, 1984? Yeah, 1984. I love that one. Rick Ocasek and the boys, he's like walking on water, and it's cool. I was 14 years old. And I was building forts, listening to the Cars, the Police. Those were my two favorites. Tom Petty was another favorite that came a couple years later, and Pink Floyd. I noticed as I'm older, I'm not as excited about Pink Floyd anymore. It's kind of a young boys band. Like, Rush is great, but I don't know. In my 50s, I don't listen to Rush that much anymore. I don't know. Great band, but I just don't listen to it. You got to be in the right mood for it. You got to be in the right mood for Rush. You got to be in the right mood for Pink Floyd. And you got to be in the right mood for Madonna. And this is a 80s show. It's the Big 80s, here with you until 7 p.m. And we might as well play a little Madonna, because what is the 80s without a little Madonna or a little Bruce or a little Prince or something like that? Not the Little Prince, that was a French story, but I meant like the Little Prince, you know, like Prince Rogers Nelson, the guy from Minneapolis that did a lot of fentanyl. WMFO in Medford. This next one is the first song they played on MTV at the launch of MTV, August 1st, 1981. And I was there. No, I wasn't there. But it's a great song to do a karaoke, and it's a great song to listen to today. Here you go.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is the Big 80s. Here's the good news. We were able to get the CD out for Joyce the Voice. So that's good news. What was the CD?
Meredith Monk. Book of Days from 1990.
The Book of Days from 1990. A classic CD.
Yeah, totally.
Out of print. We managed to save it. And yes. I think we saved the CD player at the same time. It's out of my hands if we haven't, but I think we're all set to go there for CDs. I think Max comes in and he plays a couple of CDs. I think it'll be all right there. But I've got the iPod, I've got the Rivendell, and I've got... What would you like to hear, Joyce? Would you like to hear an 80s song?
Oh.
Think of anything offhand? When you think of 80s, what do you think of right away? We played some Madonna. What else happened in the 80s? You were in the States?
Public Enemy,
sure. Yeah, I'll play some Public Enemy for you. That's not what I was expecting. But yeah, Public Enemy was great during the 80s. I just have to find a Public Enemy song that was good for 1980s. This one, Fight the Power, was from 1990, but it came out in 1989. So I think that works. And I think it's edited, but I have to keep my finger on the button in case there's any swears here. So here we go. For Joyce the Voice, it's Public Enemy. Here on the Big 80s.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Number one jam.
Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
say. Yeah. Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Check this out, man.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got...
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That's how the song ends. I like that. They're like right in the middle of talking, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy. He's just like the future of Public Enemy. And then it just stops. Good for you, Chuck D. Good for you. I like Chuck D. I saw him down at the... was that place that just closed recently that was big for a number of years in Cambridge, down in the cellar. Do you remember that place, Joyce? I think so. No, it wasn't that. It was, they had all kinds of comedy shows there for a number of years. And yeah, I think so. Yeah, Middle East. That was the last time I saw Chuck D. I was there with my friends Dennis and Steve and Mike, and we were there a little early. I got them the tickets, so it was a surprise show. We came down, and we sat down. We had a hamburger at the Middle East, like next to the bar. And my buddy got up, and he bumped into this big black man and realized it was Chuck D. And he didn't say, excuse me, or anything. Dennis just kind of lumbered away, and the three of us are just like, Dennis just knocked into Chuck D. And he didn't even apologize. And then he came back, and we're all like, dude, and we're all smiling at him. He's like, what? I'm like, you just bumped into Chuck D. He didn't, and he was like, really? And he was like, yep, Chuck D was eating a hamburger. And then Flavor Flav came in, and you could recognize him from a mile away. He had that big clock and the sunglasses, and he started shouting, yeah, boy, to all of us. And it was exciting. these are exciting days at the Middle East for a number of, I think we were in our 30s at that point, like 20-somethings or 30-somethings. It was one of the last Public Enemy shows around in these parts, at least. But, I always like Chuck D there. I'm going to move on to Corey Hart, who was big with Sunglasses at Night, and this was another one of his big hits. This one is Never Surrender. It's the big 80s here with you until 7 p.m.
Just a little more time is all we're asking for. 'Cause just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down. Get things done. could sum. And nobody wants to know you now. And nobody wants to show you how.
Is Corey Hart. I don't know what the hell this is. Well, that was exciting. Wow. Wow. Exciting. You know, I'm not into these like YouTubes and the Facebook video. As a kid, I had to pay for music. When I was a younger kid, I just stole my music. But as a teenager to an adult, I bought my music. And now, like, everybody's got access to everything. It's like, hey, you know, we used to have to carry around a cassette and the thing would get all hot and bothered and warped and, you know, leave out a couple of vinyls on the, you know, go outside. And I'm like, Mom, going on the porch with my Sesame Street record. And then all of a sudden the ABCs were all melted, you know. Oscar the Grouch is like melted onto the, you know. You'd have, like, then of course you try to play the record again as a dumb kid. You're like, oh, it's gonna play just fine. It's like, and then all of a sudden, like, I live near the power lines, which might explain a few things. But I live near the power lines in Tewksbury, Mass. They're still there, but all of our cassettes, like me and my friends, would just be like, we'd be playing the Police. It's like Synchronicity, pop, 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 pop. Like, all these pops would happen onto these cassettes. Like, hey, are your cassettes, like, getting pops on them? Like, yeah. I think what was happening is, like, there was all this magnetic noise, like, up in the air, and it was destroying our cassettes and probably, like, frying our brains at the same time. I don't know. Anyway, we should play some, why don't we play some, this is a little disco-y from 1980. Disco supposedly had died on 1979 today? No. Yes, 1979 today. It would have been 44 years since the Disco Demolition. I was going to do a Disco Demolition 2 and be a redneck today and play a bunch of like late 70s rock and roll and talk about how horrible disco is. But I love disco. And then I was going to like, I'm going to do a whole disco show. And then I'm like, yeah, forget it. I'm just going to do a big 80s show. Talk about the 80s, you know, pull out some discs that get stuck here while I'm at it. And, you know, things of that nature. You know, just try to be real. That's what I like to do. I like to try to come here and be real. Plus, I'm like driving all the way in here still, you know. It's not like a hop, skip, and a jump away, man. I'm like a community member. I'm dedicated. I've been doing this crap since 2007 here. You know, that's a long time. It's a long time. This is my legacy. What else do I got? You know?
It's like, geez, you should put a, like, let's do a GoFundMe. This is what's going to happen. It's like, you know, people do a GoFundMe when you're, like, all done. It's like, Chris is dead. Let's have a GoFundMe for him. Like, no, let's have a GoFundMe now. It's like, send me to Bermuda. And, like, I want to, give me, like, 10, 20, 30 bucks or something. Send me to Bermuda. I want to put that out there. It's like, hey, guys, nothing's wrong with me, but if you love me, give me 10, 20, 30 bucks so I can go to Bermuda, you know? I could go to Bermuda now, but it's just, you know, it would be nicer if, like, somebody did something for me for a change. I'm always doing things for everybody else, you know? Nobody does anything for Chris Earl anymore. When is Chris Earl Day? When is Chris Earl Day? It's Chris Earl Day every day, pretty much. But when is the next Chris Earl Day? Lips Incorporated with Funky Town. That's what we're listening to. I don't care if you don't like it. That's what's playing. WMFO Medford. The official song for Chris Earl Day, Lips Incorporated with Funky Town. The official song of Chris Earl Day, that is Lips Incorporated with Funky Town. Disco wasn't dead by 1980. It's still very much alive today. You got all kinds of people still doing little disco-y stuff. I love disco. I think disco was all right. But also, like, they're like, oh, it was disco demolition. It was racist. No, it wasn't. It was just a bunch of dumb flunkies that are out there, and they're like, hey, free admission, or as 99 said, admission, bring in a record. We're going to blow up in the center of, I think it was the Cubs you know, the Chicago Cubs or whatever it was. It was like the Detroit Tigers versus some Chicago band. Anyway, you can look it up. I didn't do that show, so I don't know a whole lot about it. Disco Demolition Night was a Major League Baseball promotion on Thursday, July 12, 1979, at Kaminsky Park in Chicago, Illinois, and it ended in a riot. The old Kaminsky Park, the White Sox Park in Chicago, Illinois, West 35th Street. I don't even know if it's still there. I've been to Chicago a bunch of times. It's great. It's a great city. Yeah, it closed in 1990. Anyway, they had a riot there and a couple of people. They got hurt. That's about it. It's like, who cares, you know? Just throw a couple of records and blow them up. That's pretty fun. I'd go for that. They had 50,000 people show up. They were expecting like 10,000 people. Like, hey, you going to blow up a bunch of records? I'll show up. And of course, everybody went down there. They're smoking reefer and hash and PCP and whatever they were doing back in 79, you know, shaving each other's legs before the show. It was crazy. It was Disco Demolition Night. Anyway, how about a little taco? Who likes a little taco? Everybody loves Taco Tuesday. It was never really big in the 80s, but it's big now. And you know what was big in the 80s? Taco was big in the 80s. This taco was big in the 80s. Here you go. Putting on the Ritz. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that last a lifetime. Take them out to the woods. Discovertheforest.org.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz.
You and me, says
Putting on the Ritz. That guy's kind of creepy, you know. It was a show, it was like Taco, Putting on the Ritz, and they're like redoing a song from like the 30s. And he comes out and he looks like he's a vampire, or he's like Pat Benatar dressed as a tranny. I don't know what's going on there, but Putting on the Ritz, big hit, 1983. Big, big hit. That's what Taco Tuesday was back in the 80s. It was Putting on the Ritz. And if you wanted Mexican, you got this. Here's the Wall of Voodoo on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 6 p.m. in Medford. It's hot out there. Hot, 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 hot. If you're still at work, go. Go away. Put on that AC and dunk your feet in some water.